Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Gardaí have confirmed that they're investigating a public order and dangerous driving incident in Rathkeel in County Limerick after a number of cars were rammed on a public street yesterday afternoon. Now, footage has been circulating online. There are reports that a machete was brandished at one point, and it's believed a number of men confronted each other during the incident. And I'm joined on the line now by Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick County and Minister of State in the Department of Further and Higher Education, Niall Collins. Thank you for joining us on this. What do you know about what happened?
Well, it was a truly shocking incident, as you've described, on a road called Boher Bui, which is on the entrance to the main street of Rathkeel, right next to the to a local fire station and also to the Limerick GAA County Grounds, McNeville Park. On the street, there was an incident where about six SUVs were rammed, pretty much totaled in terms of being... They looked like they're write-offs. There was debris strewn all over the street, you know, spread over possibly an area of 150 yards to 200 yards. When the Gardaí arrived, they immediately sealed it off as a crime scene. It was sealed off for a number of hours, and it was cleared late yesterday evening. There was quite a big Garda presence in the town of Rathkeel yesterday evening. I was there myself. I spoke to a number of business people and obviously a number of local residents who were completely shocked and appalled.
Yeah, I was just having a look at some of the reaction online, and anger and upset seemed to be the overriding emotions expressed by people in Rathkeel.
Absolutely, I think, and rightly angered, because, you know, Rathkeel is a fine town, obviously, some very fine people. There are community groups working very hard to enhance and promote the town of Rathkeel. It suffers a lot of challenges, particularly at this time of year where the population triples or almost quadruples, where a lot of members of the travelling community come to Rathkeel for the Christmas period. That brings about huge challenges, Claire. There has to be a dedicated policing plan, a dedicated HSE public health plan has to be rolled out also to ensure proper delivery of public health. You know, lots of traffic issues, lots of policing issues have been arising for the last number of years. The annual policing plan has to be reviewed and approved locally by An Garda Síochána.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of suggestions on that front. The Fine Gael councillor Adam Teskey, who's chairman of the Joint Policing Committee of Limerick City and County, saying earlier on Morning Ireland, "I'm pleading with the Minister for Justice to visit our area and see what we have to put up with. It's incredible what's going on." Would you welcome that? Would you welcome a visit by the Minister for Justice, currently Simon Harris?
Yeah, well, I spoke to Simon Harris yesterday evening in relation to this. I briefed him fully as to what had happened. I briefed him about the background. And what I've said to him is that I want to hear locally from the Garda management in Limerick in relation to their policing plan. If that policing plan needs more resources, needs more help, if they tell me that, if they tell the rest of the public representatives that, well, then I'll be talking to Simon Harris again about that. And obviously, he's accepting of what we have to say, and he's waiting to hear what we have to say further in relation to this.
You don't think it would help, though, if he travelled down there, that it would send out a signal, you know, as to where the government is at if the minister were to appear in Rathkeel this afternoon?
Well, it absolutely would, but it's an ongoing investigation now at the moment. I think primarily what people will want to hear from An Garda Síochána is how the investigation is proceeding. We're told that it's possibly two feuding families that you know, their activities playing out in relation to that. But there has been, unfortunately, a number of incidents in Rathkeel recently. For example, a number of weeks ago, a Garda car was rammed and a Garda was badly injured as a result of it. So we need to hear from the management of An Garda Síochána in terms of how they're coping with the situation. Mm-hmm. Every year, as I say, there are challenges around Rathkeel, but what you said about the local community in terms of the reaction, you're 100% spot on. People are angry that the good name of Rathkeel and that the efforts of the community groups like the Community Council the Town Business Association, the GAA, all these community groups put a lot of work right across 12 months of the year into promoting Rakhil and trying to you know, portray the positives in and around Rakhil.
Yeah, so this is obviously very, very difficult for them. Just Kevin Sheehan, the local Fianna Fáil councillor, former Garda as well, suggesting that Gardaí use whatever's in their power, including clearing perpetrators from the streets with batons to restore order in the town. Do you agree with him?
I do. I think the Gardaí should use whatever available, you know, whatever is available to them. I have no issue with an Garda Síochána using the resources or the tools or the tactical equipment that are available to them. Absolutely, I think they should. And I think hopefully if the investigation into yesterday's incident, you know, yields a potential prosecution, which obviously the courts have to deal with, there are other avenues available to an Garda Síochána where they can seek, for example, the possible exclusion of individuals from Rakhil or from the wider area or indeed from the country. Because what happens around Rakhil, Clare, at this time of year is people come to Rakhil, members of the travelling community, particularly from the United Kingdom, from all parts of the UK and further afield to spend the Christmas period. A lot of them might have, you know, long-tailed family links to the area originally, but a lot of them now are from the area, the next generations down. You know, so we can't have a situation where the place is becoming swamped with people who are acting in a manner of thuggery and unlawfulness that just simply isn't acceptable. When businesses had to close yesterday, and when people were fearful, because you know, this happened in the middle of the day. Yeah. When people were going about their normal daily business, collecting kids from school, people have a right to travel the public roads. And
you're suggesting
like that.
Excluding people from a town. How would you do that?
Well, that's an option which is available to the courts under the law at present. If people engage in particular types of behaviour which is deemed inappropriate to the courts, that's an option which is available to the courts if an application by an Garda Síochána is made to them.
Okay, and we're not talking about everybody in the travelling community who comes back to Rakhil.
I want to be clear in relation to this. There are certain members of the community who happen to be from the travelling community who are bringing unnecessary focus, who are sullying the name of Rakhil. It's very, very regrettable. It's not acceptable, but it is a fact. And it is also a fact that there are very fine and deep members of the travelling community in Rakhil also who live peacefully side by side.
Yes, and we have an email from a Rakhil resident who says, our town does not deserve this publicity. Our people do not deserve
Correct.
To live in fear at Christmas. But it goes on to say this is the result of years of talk from a Garda Síochána and our politicians. Rakhil is much more than this. We are a great community. And the email goes on to talk about a lovely concert that happened, a Brian Kennedy concert last week, a lovely fantastic Christmas market, switching on of the Christmas lights. Rakhil is a great, great town, a fantastic place to live with a strong community spirit. This too will pass and be forgotten, but unfortunately that might be only until someone dies. Now, the main point in that email is that this has happened again and again and that person feels that nothing is being done about it.
It's not fair to say that nothing has been done about it, but I think more has to be done to ensure that it doesn't reoccur. The Gardaí are dealing with the situation. As I said to you, we already have an annual policing plan which we have to roll out every year in relation to it. If more is needed, I won't be found wanting in terms of going and finding those resources for the local and Garda Síochána members to assist them in doing their work. And as I said to you, there are other avenues available through the courts also. This is a huge challenge, make no bones about it.
Yes.
You know, we see it year on year, unfortunately, criminality, some very high-profile incidents of criminality have been associated with Rakhil, even international criminality. We frequently see, for example, the Criminal Assets Bureau carrying out high-profile operations in and around Rakhil also. It's a very unique situation also. I think that needs to be said, where the population does triple, if not quadruple,
over
at this
Christmas.
Time of year
now,
with the influx of people.
Niall Collins, we're going to be talking in a moment. In fact, I have Gabby Agatafiscaithe from the Irish Independent on the line to talk about this, about the junior minister's reshuffle. This is coming after the changeover of Taoiseach at the weekend. Have you heard yet what job you're going to have tomorrow?
I haven't. We're led to understand that when the cabinet meeting happens, that a decision will be taken at cabinet in relation to who will be appointed as ministers of state. So,
And how do you feel about it? Do you want to stay in the current job?
Well, look, I mean, I'm happy to serve in the job that I'm in. I think it's been a very exciting area to work in, the whole area of further and higher education. We have done a lot in terms of expanding the whole area of further education and training, in particular the area of apprenticeships and also the rollout of our technological university.
And do you read anything into the fact that Simon Harris, who's the senior minister in your department, he's stayed in place? Do you think that means you'll be staying there as well?
Well, look, the answer is we simply don't know. We just have to wait and see what the three party leaders decide.
Okay.
We're selected at the request and behest of our party leaders, and that's, I suppose, just the nature of the environment within which we operate.
Maybe Gabia knows. Do you know, Gabia, what's going to happen to Niall and his ministerial role?
Yes, I think he's going to be, certainly the expectation is that Niall is going to be safe in his job now. The rest, the same can be said for many of his Fine Gael colleagues. You know, Frank Feehan, who's the junior minister in the Department of Health, he's widely expected to not be reappointed as drugs minister. Colin Brophy, who's also the junior minister in the Department of Foreign Affairs, he's under pressure because, of course, that portfolio was previously held by a senior Fine Gael minister. And Micheál Martin may want to say now, OK, I'm going to appoint a junior Fianna Fáil minister. But I think in fairness, speaking to sources across government, you know, the expectation is that I think there might be a shake-up on the Fianna Fáil side, but on the Fine Gael side, I would say it's fair to say that ministers are certainly under more pressure and that we are expecting Frank Feehan to be dropped.
So Niall, I'm going to let you go now because we seem to have sorted this out now, what's going to happen to you. You're safe enough. Do you think she's on the money there?
Thanks very much for that, Sarah. That's an early Christmas present.
Niall Collins, thanks very much
for
joining us. That's Niall Collins. So you said a shake-up on the Fianna Fáil side, but it might be a bit rougher on the Fine Gael side, Gabia.
I think so. So, of course, we know that that job for Minister of State for European Affairs, currently held by Thomas Byrne, that's going to be transferred to the Fine Gael side because that ministerial role is normally held by the same party as the Taoiseach, so it will become a Fine Gael portfolio. But Thomas Byrne, not expected to be dropped. He'll probably be given a different role. For example, he could take Jack Chambers' old job at the Department of Sport, or perhaps another role. Now, there was, I suppose, briefings against Josepha Madigan on the Fine Gael side. Those seem to have died down now. She seems to be safe. It's also, I suppose, you know, for Leo Varadkar, one of his first moves as Taoiseach, you know, to be seen to be sacking a female minister, not a very good look. So I think she's safe. Speaking to sources, they're saying, look, she's made mistakes, but she's a good minister. She's across her brief.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that the junior ministers in the departments of finance, public expenditure and reform, they will also be switched around because, of course, you know, we had a senior Fianna Fáil minister and a junior Fine Gael minister, a senior Fianna Fáil minister, junior Fine Gael minister. And of course, those have been switched around. So those junior ministers will be switched around too. So there are a few gaps, I suppose, there to fill.
So you're talking there about Sean Fleming, who's currently in the finance department.
Yes.
And
of course, Patrick O'Donovan, who's, OPW minister.
Could they just swap?
I think Patrick O'Donovan has done the job in the Department of Finance previously. There's been some talk that perhaps it might be Peter Burke, who's the junior minister in the Department of Housing. He has got accounting experience, so perhaps he could be seen to go into the Department of Finance. It's just not very clear what may happen there. But for that European Affairs job, which is definitely going to be a Fine Gael portfolio, that will be, I suppose, some of the names for that are Neil Richmond, who's, of course, very outspoken and very much across European affairs, and also Jennifer Kerr McNeil, Dún Laoghaire TD. She's been very impressive as well for you know, she's very outspoken on issues. She's been very impressive, I think, for Leo Varadkar. So her name's in the running there too.
And Thomas Byrne is currently in that brief. Where will he be going?
So he might take the Department of Sport, which was Jack Chambers' old job. Fianna Fáil are very keen to keep that. There might be, of course, there might be a role for him there in the, you know, Department of Finance potentially as well, or Department of Public Expenditure potentially. But of course, there's also some musings that I'm hearing of the Department of the Gaeltacht maybe getting its own junior minister. That's something that coalition leaders are considering as well.
OK, all right. Well, we'll find out tomorrow. The other issue, of course, dominating proceedings this week is this updated climate action plan. We're going to be talking about that more in detail. But what are we expecting to be in that? Because there will be, we know, some contentious issues, Gabia.
Yes, so their government sources were very keen yesterday to downplay these reports that there will be a 10% reduction in the size of the herd, which is, of course, a very contentious issue for farmers. You know, certainly when that carbon emission reduction ceiling was agreed in the summer, ministers are very keen to underline that this will be a voluntary target. I suppose every measure that's put in will be voluntary for farmers. And that's what they're emphasising now as well, that, you know, any measures that are announced in the Climate Action Plan tomorrow, they will be voluntary for farmers. They won't have to cull their herd, or they won't have to do certain things. It'll just be totally up to them. We will expect to see, of course, you know, a big emphasis on public transport as well, trying to redistribute that road space, maybe less so from cars and more so on public transport. I'm also hearing that in terms of housing, of course, there was concerns around we need to build so many 33,000 houses per year, at least under the Housing for All plan. But of course, that will also mean for high carbon emissions. So there are expected to be some ways to, I suppose, try and reduce those emissions also, and as well as the Warmer Home Scheme, which has previously been announced, and that will see lower income households receive 100% of any retrofits they might make to their homes.
Gabia, thank you very much for that update. Gabia Gadifuscaithe, political reporter with the Irish Independent. More on the updated climate action plan after this.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.